Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 322 for Wednesday, March 25th. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market was mostly lower on Wednesday due to speculative trading. As old crop canola has gotten more expensive, some traders decided to cash out of their positions. The most active May contract was down $2.90 at $459.80 per ton. The more deferred contracts were 70 cents higher to $2.90 higher. Losses in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were bearish for values. Canola is lacking direction right now, as large funds sit on the sidelines trying to gauge which way things will go. However, losses in the Canadian dollar lent some strength to values as it made canola more attractive to out-of-country buyers. The U.S. soy complex was higher, which also limited the losses. Commercial demand remains steady. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were 3 to 5 cents lower, with the May contract sitting at $9.78 per bushel. Investors are already starting to short cover themselves ahead of the March 31st spring planting intentions report, which is expected to show a record forecast for U.S. soybeans. Meanwhile, reports continue to show that China will reduce its import of soybeans in the near future due to the chronic economic slowdown. Corn was a cent higher, with the most active May contract coming in at $3.94 a bushel. Planting delays in the southeastern portion of the U.S. boosted prices, as there are concerns over potential damage from disease and insects. Private exporters in the U.S. book sales of 114,000 tons of corn for delivery to the U.S. Farmers are expected to sow fewer acres of corn due to pricing concerns. Wheat was 4 cents lower, with the May contract in Chicago at $5.18 per bushel. Forecasts of rain in the U.S. Great Plains are expected to help the hard red winter wheat crop, which has been suffering from dryness. However, large world supplies and good conditions for the U.S. winter wheat crop did remain a bearish influence over hanging wheat. According to officials in Russia, winter kill did not damage as many crops as initially thought. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, March 25th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.